This is Akashwani. The news read by Hageani. At least 7 people were killed and more than 700 injured by a powerful earthquake in Taiwan. An earthquake measuring 7.4 on the Richter scale hit Taiwan's eastern shores today, triggering tsunami warnings in the region. The United States Geological Survey said the quake had a magnitude of 7.4 with its epicenter 18 kilometers south of Taiwan's Hualien City at a depth of 34.8 kilometers. The director of Taipei's Seismology Center said the earthquake is felt all over Taiwan and offshore island and it is the strongest in 25 years. According to the initial reports, multiple buildings have partially collapsed in Hualien and are shown leaning at precarious angles. Authorities said dozens of people remained trapped in buildings. The tremor triggered tsunami alerts in southern Japan also. As per reports, a 30-centimeter tsunami was recorded at Yonaguni Island around 9:18 a.m. Japan time today. India Taipei Association has issued an emergency helpline numbers for getting any assistance and clarification regarding earthquake in Taiwan. The emergency number is 0905-247906 and the email ID is ad.ita@mea.gov.in. The association has requested the Indian nationals living in Taiwan to follow advisories issued by the local authorities. A strong earthquake measuring 7.4 on the Richter scale today struck Taiwan. The Indian economy is projected to grow at 7.5% in 2024, the World Bank has said, revising its earlier projections for the same period by 1.2%. According to the World Bank's most recent South Asia Development Update, overall growth in South Asia is forecast to be strong at 6% in 2024, driven mostly by robust development in India and recoveries in Pakistan and Sri Lanka. According to the report, South Asia is expected to remain the fastest growing region in the world for the next 2 years, with growth projected to be 6.1% in 2025. The Election Commission will hold a meeting with law enforcement agencies of states and union territories this afternoon to review and assess the law and order situation, prevention of illicit activities and seizures. The meeting will also review the steps related to strict vigil across interstate and international borders. Yesterday, the poll body had appointed special observers in 6 states to provide critical feedback and vigilant oversight for a level playing field during the upcoming Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan, along with 11 others newly elected members of the Rajya Sabha today, took oath. Vice President and Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankhar, administered oath to them at his chamber in the Parliament House. 56 members of the Rajya Sabha, including former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, retired from the upper house this week. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India has become one of the top 5 economies in the world under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and it is poised to become third largest by 2027. Addressing an election rally in Ghaziabad today, Mr. Singh said India has the potential to become the world's biggest economy by 2047. He added that BJP is committed to take India in that direction. He also said that 25 crore people have emerged out of poverty in the last 9 years. Meanwhile, BJP candidate from Gautam Budh Nagar, Mahesh Sharma, filed his nomination for Lok Sabha elections. National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, has said that it is making every effort to provide school books on time. In a social media post, it said about 33 lakh books of classes 1, 2, 7, 8, 10 and 12 have been printed and delivered to bookshops. NCERT said the new syllabus books for classes 3 and 6 will be published this month and in May. It said books for classes 4, 5, 9 and 11 will be available in the market this month. NCERT requested all students and parents to be patient and not get worried. The response of NCERT came amidst reports of non-availability of school books in many states. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi filed his nomination papers before the returning officer of Wayanad parliamentary constituency in Kerala this afternoon. He led a roadshow in Kalpeta town in which thousands of UDF supporters waving placards and shouting slogans greeted him. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.